Hi, and welcome to Packer Transplants, brought to you by Cheesehead TV, with your hosts, Corey Banky and Aaron Nagler. Today's show, October 11, 2007, is about the Packers' loss to the Chicago Bears, the heated debate over Mike McCarthy's second-half game plan, as well as a look ahead to the game against the surprising Washington Redskins. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to Packer Transplants.
We didn't take care of business, and that's why we lost the game. We need to clean our own house right now. It's sloppy, and we need to get it cleaned up.
From our studios in Inwood, Manhattan, Cheesehead TV brings you two guys who like to think they know something about football.
Hi, and welcome to Packer Transplants. I'm Corey.
And this is Aaron.
And today we'll revisit the sickening loss to the Bears, go into the debate over Mike McCarthy's second-half strategy, and, of course, preview the game against a tougher-than-expected Washington Redskins team. So let's get started.
And where better to start than the good, the bad, and the ugly?
The good.
We got Brett Favre, overall, had a great game. Greg Jennings, a ridiculous game when he was in there. And Ryan Pickett, unsung hero on the defensive side of the ball.
The bad.
Brett Favre for that
one pick.
Horrific interception. Well, two technically, but one in the field of play.
Yeah, yeah.
But the game was in question.
Nick Collins.
Nick Collins for some just spotty play at the safety position.
Charles
Woodson for an ugly fumble in the fourth quarter.
Ugly.
But speaking of ugly, Mr. James Jones. Oh,
James Jones.
Talk about a game to forget. You know, and I got to say, I feel for this kid. He's got to learn. He's a hands catcher. He catches it away from his body. He's got to learn to get it in high and tight after he catches the ball. And I agree with the idea, the McCarthy's decision to sit him down. But I have to say, I think this is the worst game you'll ever see from James Jones.
I hope so.
I don't know if you read about the fact that his father was in town for the first time ever to watch him in a football game. He had just recently met his father. First time his father's ever seen him in his life play football. I'm sure, I have no doubts that his head wasn't in the game. So I'm
like, yeah, and you got to give props to Charles Tillman.
Oh, a Pro Bowl corner, and
yep.
made two ridiculously great plays. So I think it's an aberration.
It's hard though.
I think it's twice. Absolutely hard, especially since we could have been up 21.
It's the two times
28 nothing.
It's the two times, and let me tell you something else. If he doesn't fumble one time, we win that game.
I agree, and I think most of Packer Nation would agree with you. But I think he'll learn from it. He'll get better.
Yeah, he's a rookie.
He's only going to get better.
I
think he's only going to get better.
Unless he gets worse.
It's a bad game, and hopefully he learns from it, and we go on.
Well, speaking of a bad game, let's talk about that second half.
Oof.
Everyone, including the national media, which we'll get to right after this. But
everyone's talking about Mike McCarthy being too conservative in the second half, and I say hogwash.
Well,
I mean,
everybody wants the simplistic, easy label terminology.
We should have gone spread. It was working so well in the first four games. Yeah, well, in the first four games, Greg Jennings wasn't hurt. I mean,
and
he had a bad hammy, but he didn't have a bad shoulder that caused him to be out of the game.
And more importantly, in my opinion, Scott Wells.
Completely agree. Scott Wells wasn't
in
there.
He has an orbital fracture.
What people don't understand.
Somebody poked him in the eyes so badly,
it broke his
eye
face.
Socket.
Hello, people, hello.
Wow.
No, but what people don't understand.
Okay, wait. I have to say something real quick.
You go right ahead.
Okay. Remember when last week I was like, if my helmet came off, I would scream
I remember.
Okay.
What sound would you make
if
someone broke your eye socket?
I think you'd make that sound where like nothing comes out, but it's so high pitched that only dogs can hear it. Like
the
I could say it right now.
Would
but
be
yeah.
howling,
yeah.
I'm sure, if Corey Banky broke his eye
imagine?
Socket.
Can you imagine?
No. And in fact, I want to keep going because I don't want to think about it.
Well, they
it
showed
hurts
this,
just thinking about it.
They showed this shot. They showed the shot of one of the trainers and he was doing
was
the
like
whole. Okay.
The hand in front of the eye. Like how many fingers am I holding up?
That's like Brett in the Pittsburgh game.
Exactly.
When the trainer is putting their finger in front of a guy's eye trying to see if he can see.
No.
Okay, he's not coming back.
No. And this is what I was going to say.
Only Brett comes back.
This is what people don't understand. It's not Madden. Okay?
No.
It's not a video game.
No.
You don't just plug in a guy and keep going with the same thing you've been doing.
And speaking of plugging in a guy,
it doesn't work.
You don't plug in a guy who, okay, I know it's his second year.
Right.
He is a second year guard. He's a second year tackle. He's a rookie center.
I know. He's never played from scrimmage at the center position in an NFL game before, people. You don't just come in, spread the field.
And do shotgun.
Against the Bears.
You don't even
and just
know,
go shotgun you don't and even, just get yeah. crazy.
You don't even know what kind of snap you're really going to get. I mean, he runs with the second team off? I mean, he runs with the other.
He hasn't played since opening week, you know, at guard. It's just, people just don't get it. And this brings me to the Dr. Z article, which a lot of people are talking about.
Well, it's just lazy.
It's lazy writing. I'm sorry. He calls McCarthy a coward? Are you serious? I mean, and I respect Dr. Z, and I know he knows a lot more about football than I will ever know. But I think it's ridiculous. I think the article was insulting. I mean, give me a break.
Yeah, it was retarded.
Give me a break. You've got a guy. You've got your number two wide receiver hurt. You've got your number three wide receiver benched because he can't hold on to the freaking ball. You got a center who hasn't played center ever in the history of his NFL career.
And you got a Chicago Bears defense playing off.
Playing ridiculous. Playing really, really well. Begging you to run the ball.
But yeah, that's what I mean. They're
now,
like,
again,
okay, run it.
If
you had a really successful first half running the ball.
Exactly. If Dr. Z or any other national media member wants to say, look, I understand X, Y, and Z, but this is why it's cowardly or conservative, that's fine.
Yeah.
Give me a point, counterpoint. But to just say they ran into they ran into the line like mindless idiots. Oh, really? Who's being a mindless idiot just trying to get some copy done and meet a deadline and get something up on a website?
And it's not like they need to sell Sports Illustrated. I mean, the swimsuit issue is hot.
But it's ridiculous. That got me, as you can tell, that got me so riled up.
You're riled up?
Especially coming from a writer who I respect.
Yeah.
As much
that's like
as
Peter
I do
King
Paul
saying
Zimmerman.
Some nonsense.
Well, Peter King, I respect a little less than Paul Zimmerman. I do think Peter King does good work, and I think because he has some great contacts.
Well, he has great contacts.
Overall, we'll leave that there.
No, no.
I like Dr. Z. Peter King, he's okay.
Well, speaking of national coverage, there's this thing I got on the video site.
All right.
Okay,
all
this video from Chicago Tribune.
Right.
It's on there right now. It's terrible. Okay. Well, it's terrible. You watched you didn't get as mad as I got.
It's a Chicago Tribune reporter, right?
Yeah, and he's talking about the keys to the game.
Keys
and
to
number
the game.
One, he's talking about how Brett didn't look that good because he had two interceptions. Okay, let me just tell you. Okay, if you just saw the game.
Me. You're preaching to the choir
If
here.
You just saw the game, you'd know that he didn't have two interceptions. Okay, I know the stat book puts two interceptions, but it's just simplistic. Again, generalizations, no specificity.
Right.
You saw the game, so give me an experience. Tell me something that I didn't see or I didn't know that will make me want to listen to you.
That's the thing. Absolutely. I mean, to say he had a bad game is just ridiculous. I mean, he had
it's a gross
play.
Generalization.
He had a horrible play. But overall, the man led the NFL in passing yards this week.
Yeah.
You know, the first half, they were up 17-7.
The first
he didn't
half,
have a horrible game.
Let's just say, we really had two different teams. I mean,
absolutely.
The first half, that
for
offense
was
sick.
For the reasons we've mentioned, okay? I don't want to belabor the point anymore.
The Bears are scared of that offense. If that offense comes out the next time we play, the Bears won't have a freaking chance in hell.
Hey, there's a lot of ball games to be played until we get to
that
point. So.
I'm ready. I'm so ready for the next Bears
Speaking
game.
Of the Bears and the Packers and, you know, the Bears resurrecting their season, basically, at Lambeau Field.
Who will win the NFC North?
I sense a new poll at cheeseheadtv.com.
Finally, the drought has ceased.
A new poll, ladies and gentlemen. We thank you all for voting. Nick Barnett was the runaway winner of who will go to the Pro Bowl this year.
Yeah.
Nick Barnett.
So,
landslide.
Who will win the NFC North? The Packers, the Lions, the Bears, or...
Yeah, right. we won't even mention the fourth team in the NFC North because there's no way on God's green earth they're going to win the division.
There's another
you
team besides
first.
Those three?
Apparently so. I think we played them a couple weeks ago, and I hate them.
Yeah, I have a new category article called I Eat People Eaters.
Very nice.
No, I eat purple people.
Well, you know, like I said, I don't even want to mention them. They're dead to me. So it's the Packers, the Lions, or the Bears. Who's going to win the NFC North? CheeseheadTV.com. Go vote on the poll.
And now let's talk about Ryan Pickett.
Ryan Pickett.
Amazing.
Love this guy. You know,
he takes up two people. He clogs up the middle.
He's doing it.
If you're
he's
a quarterback, you can't move forward.
No.
If you're a running back, you can't run in the center.
He gets a great push in the middle. Every bit of yardage that the Bears got, and most teams have gotten on us, have been like on counters or sweeps or like plays designed to go wide, because you're not going to run in the middle. It's just not going to happen. And I'm sorry, Pickett is not getting any kind of mention. He finally got a little write up today.
Yeah, well,
two days ago, he did. The JS Online.
Well, they talked about Grady Jackson. They talked about Gilbert Brown.
Absolutely, it's lineage they got going there in the middle.
Little grave digger action. Okay, how cool would it be if Ryan Pickett had a sack
and he did the grave digger?
Dude,
oh, that would be ridiculous. That would be ridiculous.
Oh my
gosh. I think all of Lambeau would explode.
Wow.
It would explode.
Dude, that would be insane.
You know what? Well, I got to say, though, since we're talking about the defense, I got to say, you know.
They got to step up.
They got to step up. What is up?
No, it's not enough. I was thinking about it. I was like, 20 points. The rushing defense was amazing. The run blitzes were amazing. Madden's a fool. I mean, I love it when he's like, oh, they're never.
This all year. Oh, yeah. Really? Have you seen any of the games, John?
They've been doing it all year. That run blitz is good, too. It's really great at stopping gaps.
And you know what?
Play it really well.
And you know what? As much grief as I sometimes give to Bob Sanders, he has been calling an excellent run defense. I mean, he's sensed just when to blitz him on the runs and exactly when to play it. You know,
well, and the national media has been saying like, oh, it's Cedric Benson, it's all this stuff. No, but our rush defense has been very good. The front seven, look. You
got to step up.
You got to get to the quarterback
before
Al Harris can get a hands to the face
penalty. Colin Jenkins?
Yeah, where is Colin Jenkins?
Other than the Minnesota game, where's Aaron Kampman?
Yeah.
You know, I think they're getting back there. KGB's got four and a half sacks.
He's getting home, but not enough.
Not enough, but he's getting there.
I really thought Brian Griese, I might be an optimist, but I really thought this was the game where we would just run over somebody's offensive line.
No, I know. And I know. Because they hadn't been playing that well.
We're going to have that game.
I know.
It's got to happen soon because.
Well, I tell you what.
We're not going to be a top 10 defense if we don't step up.
People need to realize that there are some major holes in the Packer defense.
Oh, yeah.
They reside pretty much at the strong linebacker position and the free safety position.
Yeah, in coverage.
Exactly. And the longer the season goes on, the more they're going to be tested. And you don't think that Chris Cooley is going to be all over the field this weekend
against those very positions. I don't know if Brady Popenga can ever get better in coverage, but
he's gotten better. I'll say that. But he's still pretty horrible.
Nick Collins will get better in coverage.
He's got to.
He's a ball hawk. He really is.
No, but he's not.
No,
he should
not,
be.
He's not.
And he needs to be.
Let me take that back.
He's like
a vulture. He's there where the meat is, but he's not necessarily picking it off the bone.
He's not. That's very astute. speaking of very astute, we've got a great bite from KGB talking about the defense.
We're playing to our strength. Everybody's usually like me. I'm a pass rusher, so I'm able to be my strength. You know, you got Aaron Campbell. He can do a little bit of everything. You know, Colin Jenkins. He can do the run. He can do the pass. I mean, even the inside guys, they're rotating. You know, so we just have so much talent, so much depth in what we can do. I think that's why we are able to stay fresh.
You know, speaking of keeping fresh, you know who was in that rotation on Sunday? Our first round pick, Justin Harrell.
Oh,
his NFL debut.
Justin Harrell.
And he had one tackle for negative one.
He's fresh. Exciting.
He tackled Benson in the backfield for a 1-yard loss. So Justin Harrell, congratulations, NFL debut.
Keep getting in shape, buddy. Me and
you. That's right.
I'm going to get rid of the gut. You're going to get rid of it.
Oh, my goodness. But I want to give a shout out here to my lovely wife.
You're such a kiss
ass. Mrs. Nagler. I'm serious. She made a very astute point during the game. End of the first half. You know, we're doing the 2-minute drill after the refs forgot how to count to 12 and took away our timeout.
Yeah.
You know, we had a great in route to Jennings. Rushing up to the line, going to spike the ball, going to have two shots of the end zone, and McCarthy calls a timeout, sending Brett into a total hissy fit. And I was sitting there, and I said, oh, Brett is pissed. But I understand why. He wants to go for the touchdown. And, you know, and McCarthy called the timeout, and my wife leans over and says, well, he's been doing it longer. And I was just struck. I was like, she's right.
Yeah, my gut instinct, when I was watching the game, I was like, take a timeout. So as the coach, but just at first
just
I was like, hey,
well, of course, that's natural.
Get a timeout.
Yeah, I think it's natural because you're thinking, oh my God, we got to save all this time. But all it takes is 2 more seconds and Brett's got him up on the line and he spikes the ball. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Brett Favre has run the 2-minute drill more times than probably anybody else in the NFL currently. I mean, if you think about it.
Yeah, but if you're the coach, it's your call. If you're the coach, it's your call.
No, it is your call. But you got, I mean, obviously, Mike McCarthy's been a head coach for a year and a half. Brett Favre's been doing this for 16 years.
Well, speaking of a year and a half, yes, I think that's how long Justin Timberlake's been a Green Bay Packer fan.
Oh, goodness gracious. Ladies and gentlemen, if you didn't know, sure you've heard
by now. I
know you
loved it when I put
if
that
you didn't
video
know,
up.
Oh, my goodness. I Justin had to put Timberlake and Jessica Biel were at the game on Sunday.
Yeah, they were on the sidelines.
Along with Ashton Kutcher.
Kutcher.
And Demi Moore. And Soul Patrol, the American Idol winner. What's his name?
Aren't Hicks, they all something. Bear fans, too? Were any
no,
of them
no,
Packer fans?
No, they were
fans?
All Packer fans.
Yeah,
they're all there to watch the Packers.
Yeah,
because
they're
4-0. Fan.
You want to talk about bandwagon.
Yeah, bandwagon, right? Oh, all of a sudden, Timberlake's a huge... Anyway, we have some footage of Jessica Biel and Justin Timberlake
yeah, it's
on
exclusive.
The sidelines.
Exclusive Cheesehead TV.
On CheeseheadTV.com. So check it out.
No, it's not exclusive.
This isn't the Lakers, people. This isn't. This is ridiculous. I don't want any more celebrities at a freaking Packer game.
Let's talk about the best team we've faced so far coming up.
Oh, that's the Washington Redskins.
Almost the best team. I do think the San Diego Chargers might be on a.
Nope.
Path
no, I disagree.
Straight up.
I disagree.
We'll see.
I think they played a horrible Denver team, and I think the season will bear this out.
I think that
I'm
Denver's
serious.
That horrible.
I think you're going to be surprised.
Okay.
I don't know. We'll see.
Whatever.
The season will
they
play
still
itself
have,
out.
It's still they still have the most talent in the NFL.
They do individually. I agree, but I think the Redskins are playing better football and are a better
well,
team.
Well,
their at
the defense
moment.
Especially,
and we are going to play them this week, and it scares the living bejesus out of me.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, they're playing great, solid. All levels of the game, all phases.
Well, especially defense, though.
Especially defense. I agree. And Greg Williams has really turned it around. They were ranked like 31st or 32nd last year.
Bring it.
And now they're ranked third.
Bring it.
No one wants us to bring it more than me. But
I'm ready for
they
some
are
double
ranked
D.
number one against the pass, which could present a problem since we can't run the ball.
Well, speaking of number one against pass, let's listen to what Brett has to say about their defense.
I think their defense in general is playing by far the best football we've seen up to this point. And it's not a knock against the teams we've played, but they really haven't had injuries. They have a lot of veterans. They have high picks. And everything that they did from an organization standpoint, defensively speaking, it's kind of come into place.
It has come
into
place.
We're going to see that cover two.
We're going to see cover two all day. I mean, these guys didn't rush anything but four guys all day against Detroit, and they kept getting home, and they shut them down.
And Jason Campbell might be that missing link for them.
He's playing really well. Really,
they've needed
really
that.
Well.
That's all they've all. If
they've
they
really
had a quarterback, they would be a much better
play.
Team
exactly.
than they have been.
And
the
they're
last
showing
five years.
It now. And with Joe Gibbs, you're going to get a well-coached team, which is what we're going to see this weekend. So we'll see. I think this is going to be a great test. See how we bounce back against our first loss. And I want to give a quick shout out to my friend Brad. Your skin's
Brad,
going down.
Down. Bring it. That's it for this week's show. We hope you enjoyed the latest installment of Packer Transplants. Please tell your fellow Packer fans about us and visit us at cheeseheadtv.com.